The house will come to order. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto, excused. Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Flickrey.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Botten.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird, excused. Campbell, excused. Kennedy.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison, excused. Edmonds.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Gingery.
Goggles, excused. Greer.
Here.
Green, excused. Harshman. 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 Harvey. Hunt. Illaway, excused. Yagi, excused. Kasparic. Croker, excused. Crone. Lockhart. Laux. Lubno, excused. Madden. McKim. McComey.
Here.
Miller, excused. Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Peasley.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Peterson, excused. Petroff.
Here.
Korberg.
Here.
Roscoe.
Here.
Simlek.
Here.
Shepperson.
Here.
Stewart.
Here.
Stubson, excused. Teeters.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Vronish.
Here.
Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
47 present, 13 excused.
The prayer for today will be given by the Reverend Kurt Borgard from First Christian Church in Cheyenne. Please stand.
Let us pray. O God, we pause amidst our busyness now to seek you in prayer and to acknowledge your divine presence in our midst. Holy God, we lift up our thanksgiving because we have so much to be thankful. Family, friends, this beautiful state in which we live, truly, you have blessed us in so many ways. As we continue our session now, we ask for your divine guidance as this governing body serves the people of this great state. We pray for a clear mind and an open heart. In this day, as we continue to grieve the violence perpetrated in Arizona against serving leaders and other innocents, we pray that this may be a call to reach for the higher divine ideals of goodness and mercy. Forgive our own human tendency to denigrate our enemies and to fear those we don't understand. Rather, give us a spirit of cooperation, wisdom, and understanding. We pray that you be with each of us as we all face the challenges of the day. May your spirit of calm and courage be with us. May we meet our challenges as well with humility and grace. We ask you, gracious God, to be with family and loved ones. Send your love and presence in our times of absence. Through your Spirit, let us be connected always with those we love. May your hand, O God, be upon this Wyoming House of Representatives. Bless those who serve, that in turn you may bless this state, and we in turn may bless you, our God, and bless all that is good. Our Savior God, it is in your blessed and holy name we pray and seek your blessing. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Borgard. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good, how are you? Nice to have you back.
Journal committee report.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
You know, this first day, I figure there'll be milling around.
Well, it'll continue.
Have a good day.
Do the same. Very good, very good. Dale,
how are you doing?
Good to see you.
I look forward to hearing your helmet talk.
We're at that order of business of journal committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of January 11, 2011 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Freeman, Representative Kesparik.
Messages from the Senate. We don't have any yet. And the doctor of the day is Pat Yost. I don't know if he's back there, but... Hey! Give him a hand! We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill 21, introduced by Representative Barbuto.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, battery against a family member.
House Bill number 21 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 29.
House Bill 29, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to driving under the influence.
House Bill number 29 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 30.
House Bill 30, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to judgment liens, execution of judgment liens.
House Bill 30 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill 42, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to coroner's record confidentiality.
House Bill 42 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 62.
House Bill 62, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substances Act.
House Bill 62 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 68.
House Bill 68, introduced by Representative Buchanan.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses regarding violent felony definition expansion.
House Bill 68 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 69.
House Bill 69, introduced by Representative Buchanan.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to controlled substances, prescriptions for marijuana invalid.
House Bill 69 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 75.
House Bill 75, introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure victim notification amendments.
House Bill 75 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 88.
House Bill 88, introduced by Representative McComey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to guides and outfitters and the Wyoming Board of Outfitters.
House Bill 88 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 92.
House Bill 92, introduced by Representative Lubnow.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses, impersonation through electronic means.
House Bill number 92 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 95.
House Bill 95, introduced by Representative Harvey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to hospitalization of mentally ill persons.
House Bill 95 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 5.
House Bill number 5, introduced by Capital Financing.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to university revenue bond supplemental coverage.
House Bill number 5 is referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to sales and use taxes data processing center.
House Bill 26 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 45.
House Bill 45, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation regarding agricultural property taxation.
House Bill number 45 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 54.
House Bill 54, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding hobby firearm dealers.
House Bill 54 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 83.
House Bill 83, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property taxes, veterans property tax exemption.
House Bill 83 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 104.
House Bill 104, introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property taxes regarding sales with the highest bidder.
House Bill 104 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution number 2.
House Joint Resolution number 2, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to submit to the states a proposed amendment to the United States Constitution requiring a balanced budget except in times of war or declared national emergency.
House Joint Resolution number 2 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 27.
House Bill 27, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education, school year, required contact days.
House Bill number 27 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52.
House Bill 52, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education, charter school restriction.
House Bill number 52 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 72.
House Bill 72, introduced by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the State Superintendent of Public Instruction.
House Bill 72 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86.
House Bill 86, introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to compulsory school attendance.
House Bill 86 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93.
House Bill 93, introduced by the Tribal Relations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the creation of unified school districts.
The next bill for our House Bill 93 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 97.
House Bill 97, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public school financial transparency.
House Bill 97 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 61.
House Bill 61, introduced by the Water Committee, an act relating to water development projects, omnibus water bill planning.
House Bill 61 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66.
House Bill 66, introduced by the Select Water Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to water development projects funding.
House Bill 66 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76.
House Bill 76, introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish turkey pioneer licenses.
House Bill 76 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel, Rec, and Wildlife. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100.
House Bill 100, introduced by Representative Shepperson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish land acquisition.
House Bill 100 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel, Rec, and Wildlife. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63, introduced by Representative Madden.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to subdivisions.
House Bill 63 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 81.
House Bill 81, introduced by Representative Days-Wanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property regarding vacant land.
House Bill 81 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 41.
House Bill 41, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles driving within a single lane.
House Bill 41 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 77.
House Bill 77, introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles, disabled veterans, license plate, handicap parking.
House Bill 77 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 14.
House Bill 14, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the sale of vehicles by Internet-based companies.
House Bill 14 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to eminent domain wind energy collector systems.
House Bill 25 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48, introduced by Representative Kennedy.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to wind energy siting.
House Bill 48 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to eminent domain wind energy facilities and collector systems.
House Bill 70 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 108.
House Bill 108, introduced by the Mineral Committee. An act relating to collection agencies. Excuse me.
Right. House Bill 108 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112.
House Bill 112, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to environmental quality.
House Bill 112 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 113.
House Bill 113, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Pipeline Authority.
House Bill 113 is referred to Number 9, Minerals Business Economic Development. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 20.
House Bill 20, introduced by the Select Development Intellectual Programs, Labor, and Health.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Medicaid reimbursement of services.
House Bill 20 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by Representative Buchanan.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to marital counseling.
House Bill 65 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 73.
House Bill 73, introduced by Representative Pedersen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Insurance Dental Services Freedom Bill.
House Bill 73 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 103.
House Bill 103, introduced by Representative McKim.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Western Regional Higher Education Compact.
House Bill 103 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 87.
House Bill 87, introduced by the Management Council.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the general revision of laws.
House Bill 87 is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. We're at that order of business. Committee announcements. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number four, Education, will meet immediately upon adjournment today in room H10 for consideration of House Bill 13, Hathaway Success Curriculum 2.
Chairman Brown, sorry.
Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow, Thursday, January 13th at 8 o'clock a.m. in H8. We will consider or continue consideration of House Joint Resolution 1, District Court Commissioner's Authority, and then House Bill 28, Child Protection, Shelter Care, and Initial Hearings, and then House Bill 23, Sex Offender Registration Requirements.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee of Appropriations will meet at 3 p.m. today in room B63 of the Herschler Building to hear the reorganization bill for School Facilities Commission. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., Joint Appropriations will hear from Governor Mead, followed by the Department of Health.
Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee number 8, Transportation and Military Affairs, will not be meeting Thursday upon adjournment.
Let's see. Chairman Simlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet tomorrow morning, January 13th, at 8 a.m. in room H11 to consider House Bill 18, Quarantine of Animals, House Bill 57, Feral Livestock, and House Bill 58, Animals Running at Large. And in addition, there will be a briefing tomorrow from the State Engineer's Office in the Senate Agricultural Room following their adjournment on Wyoming versus Montana lawsuit, if you're interested in that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet at 8 a.m. Friday morning, where we will take up House Bill 31, Paramutual Regulation, House Bill 32, State Archives Appropriation, House Bill 37, State Archives Storage Study, and House Bill 38, State Archives New Building.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet Friday morning at 8 o'clock in room H18, and we will consider House Bill 108, Collection Agencies.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment, where we will consider House Bill 49. I'd also like to remind the body that we are having a primer about the federal health care, the Affordable Health Care Act, that will be at 7:30 tomorrow morning. You should have a letter on your desk. It is in the Herschler Building, room B63, that's the basement conference room. That informational meeting will be repeated upon adjournment on Thursday afternoon as well, 7:30 and upon adjournment.
Representative Edmonds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I get the great pleasure. When you left this morning, your boxes were probably empty. When you came back, they were full, and that's because we have an exceptional staff, including some wonderful pages. I have the great pleasure of introducing one of them. She is my constituent. Her family are an absolute delight to me. She served as my intern. Her brother served as my intern. I'm just cycling through the whole family because they're all wonderful, wonderful kids. And she has way too many awards and honors. She's humble, so I'm not going to embarrass her. She is to your left, Catherine Wilkins. Give her a hand.
And I'd like to take privilege of the floor for just a moment. We have the, the luxury, if you will, of this year having two pages. And I was fortunate enough to find a page from Torrington. And this individual was very, very busy and wasn't sure. She wanted to come down, but she had a lot of irons in the fire. She's a senior at Torrington High School, but she is in dual enrollment. So she's taken advantage of our local community college, and she's already a sophomore in standing, about 17 hours away, about a semester away from earning her associate's as a senior in high school, which I think is pretty impressive. Her plan is to pursue a degree in either law or education. She enjoys spending time with her family, and she enjoys riding horses. And it took quite a bit to get her here. She made a lot of efforts to actually work with another community college online to continue her college studies while she's down here with us, so that those credits will ultimately transfer to the university. So I'd like you to give a warm welcome to Erica Klimala down here on the right. The Wyoming Cowgirls play tonight, and in the past, for you new members, we've had kind of a tradition. It was Representative Thompson, who's no longer in this body, who would lead us in the rendition of Cowboy Joe or Cowboy Jill, if you will, or Cowgirl Joe, whichever you want to call it. But the Cowgirls are playing tonight, and so after we adjourn, I believe we're going to have Representatives Blake, and is it just you? Oh, Lord. Well, I think I could nominate Representative Pedersen. He and I used to do a duet back in the corner, so he could help Representative Blake out, right? Couldn't you? Okay. All right, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, January 13th, 2011.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Okay, the House is adjourned until Thursday, January 13th, 2011 at 10 a.m.